When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal. Chris joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
It's Let's Groove, an early 80s hit from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Late band leader and songwriter Maurice White, born on this day in Memphis, Tennessee in 1941.
What was the what's the best Earth, Wind, and Fire song?
Oh, I don't know. September is probably the most beloved. Shining Star, Let's Groove, those are probably the biggest hits.
By the way, we were talking about all-star games yesterday and how ridiculous they are. You'd be glad to know the NFL has decided to spruce up their all-star game. Jeffrey, what are they doing exactly again?
This from the Associated Press. The NFL is adding a game show and a punting contest to its Pro Bowl skills competitions in February. The league announced Thursday the full list of challenges, including tug-of-war and dodgeball. New this year are Helmet Harmony, a game show that will test players' knowledge of their teammates, and Punt Perfect, that features one punter and one non-punter. The two players from each conference will punt from the 35-yard line, aiming to land as many balls as possible into six buckets positioned in the end zone.
You going to be tuning in for that, Chris?
Yeah, this is what I was saying. Like, the All-Star game problem is not some intrinsic to the NBA problem. It's not right. Like, you know, everything's an NBA problem. It's not an NBA problem. It's just, it's a sports problem to the degree it's a problem. And I just don't think it's a problem because it's okay to just ignore it.
All right. Well, tonight we have a game of great interest here in Memphis as the Grizzlies take on Golden State. Now, I haven't listened to your latest podcast with Drew Hill. But in it, you talk about the trade stuff, and so people can go listen to the podcast, and I would urge them to. It's a fabulous podcast. I was talking to Natalie, who does the podcast at the Daily Memphian, and it is easily the most listened to podcast at the Daily Memphian. It's Drew and Chris talking basketball. But among the other things you talked about was this hated team rivalry thing. Where are you on... I don't know. Where are you right now on what rivals are biggest for the Memphis Grizzlies? Who do people hate the most?
Yeah, I mean, Drew did a thing on that. He did like a poll, but he did the poll the day after they lost to the Lakers, so the Lakers won the poll. Maybe a little recency right. bias there. My feeling is that the Lakers and Warriors are sort of separate from the Thunder a little bit in this question. There is franchise history between the Grizzlies and the Thunder, but there's not yet a lot of like direct history or direct notable stuff between the current iterations of these teams. I think there may be some resentfulness about the Thunder in terms of
right.
they've sort of taken the Grizzlies' spot as like sort of this hot young team in the West. But we haven't had enough head-to-head stuff to really have some real friction there. I think there's more like true like fan hate with the Lakers and the Warriors. And for me, it's the Lakers because I have more of a general resentment of the Lakers than I do the Warriors. I think, you know, there's an element of entitlement to the Warriors, but it's all recent. And because it's all recent, it's all sort of earned by what they've done in this era. Whereas the Lakers thing, I think, is more inherent to the organization itself and the way the organization is treated.
I can buy that. I do think, though, that there's... Is there any particular Laker who is hate? Like, it is interesting. When you go back and you look at the Grizzlies, the hate over the years, the Clippers, and most of it is born of, as you point out, it's born of things that happened in competition, right? It's the Clippers and the Grizzlies playing in the playoffs. It's the Grizzlies and the Thunder way back when playing in the playoffs. And it's the stuff that emerges from that that in the end defines this stuff. But there's also people involved. It was Chris Paul, right, who was easy to hate. Russell Westbrook was easy to hate. Blake Griffin was easy to hate. Here, is there a Laker who's really hateable, whereas the Warriors have Draymond Green? It's not close.
Yeah, no, we sort of got into some of that. I mean, the fact that the Lakers, like, you know, beat the Grizzlies by 40 the last time they were in a playoff game, I mean, that's, you know, right, there's some stuff there.
Yeah.
As a deeper wound, maybe, than anything involving the Warriors. What's interesting about the Warriors is that there's a lot of current, you know, stuff with the two teams, and there's a lot of historical stuff with the franchises. And from the Warriors side, they all involve the same people. It's still Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Steve Kerr, just like it was 12 years ago against the Grit and Grind Grizzlies. And, you know, unlike the Thunder, the Grizzlies have lost playoff series to the Lakers and Warriors, which puts them in a different category. I think you've had regular season stuff with the Lakers, the whole regular pedestrian, you know, Shannon Sharp stuff, and then this year with Ja and LeBron going at each other. But I do think it's a deeper, richer thing with the Warriors, with all the Draymond Green stuff and all the Steve Kerr stuff and all of that. And so, yeah, there's a lot of there. I think the Draymond Green is easy to hate, and for mostly very good reasons. And I think there's a lot of exasperation about sort of Steve Kerr sanctimony too among Grizzlies fans and maybe personnel. And so, like, from a sports hate standpoint, like, it's a tough choice, but it's two good choices to choose from with the Lakers and the Warriors.
How do you? It's interesting. Draymond Green and Steve Kerr are similar in this regard. They both have things that you can hate about them. And then they also have things that are, like, as you pointed out when we were talking about Draymond Green last week, I think it was, he actually is very thoughtful when he talks about basketball. So, but then he has all this crazy, the way he behaves and the stuff that he gets away with is kind of crazy. And then most recently, when he's calling out Taylor Jenkins, saying that he's making the Grizzlies soft by complaining about fouls, when literally Steve Kerr had legendarily done it in, with the references to the code. Then take Steve Kerr. You're exactly right. He's come across as sanctimonious. There's questions about how he, handled Jaren Jackson Jr. in the international league, international stuff. On the other hand, as a thoughtful human being, seems like a deeply, commendable, interesting guy who's been through some hard stuff and is very thoughtful. How do you feel about Draymond Green and Steve Kerr?
I generally feel fine about Steve Kerr. I mean, the whole code stuff, why I roll my eyes at, but generally speaking, I think Steve Kerr is a good guy and a good coach, and I don't really have a lot of issues there. As far as Draymond Green, like, it's a bummer. The bad stuff with Draymond Green is really bad. And it's totally unnecessary. Like, it's not like, the bad helps you get the good. I still think that's true. The bad overshadows the good. Draymond Green, sometimes I talk about Ja Morant in terms of having, like, a spark of basketball genius to his game, which I think separates him from, some other players on his level. Draymond Green is one of those guys, too. Like, there's not that many guys around the league that have some real genius to them, and Draymond Green is one of them. Like, I love Draymond Green as a player. I've loved him as a player since he came out at Michigan State. But, like, the cheap shot stuff and the desperation for attention all the time, it's all too much,
At that workout where you and Vernon and others became massive converts and advocated that the Grizzlies...
I mean, I loved him before the workout. I watched him at Michigan State,
What happened at the workout?
Oh, I don't remember. I mean, that was so long ago. Right. He and Jay Crowder just went at each other, and they were really good. But I had high estimation for Draymond Green before the workout. It wasn't just like I watched them for that 45 minutes and, aha, now I know Draymond Green's going to be good or whatever. I think that's a bad way to go about right. those things. Not that we have the opportunity anymore.
Drew Hill has written a piece about the sort of enmity between these two teams and the recent history between these two teams. And you know, Taylor Jenkins is saying, you know, whatever, we need a competitive edge, but, you know, can't go too far. How do you think the Grizzlies react in these, like, sometimes, and including most recently against the Lakers, it feels like they can lose their poise. On the other hand, there are also moments when Jock comes out and you can tell he is, you know, he's utterly locked in from the jump and controlling a game. Do you have thoughts about where the Grizzlies are and how they compete emotionally in these moments and against these rivalry teams?
I think they have particularly had some rough moments on the road, especially against the Warriors and the Lakers in the regular season and in the postseason. I remember there was a dud of the Christmas Day game with the Warriors and the Grizzlies. The one Christmas Day game the Grizzlies have had was sort of a dud in that regard, if I remember correctly. You know, we just had a game at L.A. against the Lakers. I think there have been times where the Grizzlies have seemed a little cowed by the atmosphere and those particular matchups. And I think that's partly about the stature, you know, the atmosphere and stature of the opponent generally, but also about the players, you know, maybe. LeBron, I mean, Steph are sort of different levels than, like, if you're playing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or whatever. I think there is a question. To me, it does raise questions about the maturity level and readiness of the team when they seem a little impacted by being in those environments. And I do think that is, I think there's a lot to watch about this team over the course of the next month or so, because they're going to start getting out on the road against good West teams more frequently in late December and into January. And I do think that is something to keep an eye on about the team. I do think that's notable. Yeah.
Both the Lakers and the Warriors, they may well change their rosters substantially between now and the playoffs, if they make the playoffs. Who knows? But if they were to make the playoffs with these rosters, who would you rather play?
That's a good question, because the Warriors got off to such a great start, but there's just not the talent there beyond Steph. I think the Warriors are still better than the Lakers as presently constituted. But to me, the Anthony Davis thing is such a matchup problem for the Grizzlies when he plays well. But I don't fear either of those teams. But in a playoff series, I think I might worry about the Lakers a little bit more because of Anthony Davis now.
I think I would. Although, how much hope do you have that Zach Edey might be part of an answer there?
I think Zach Edey, and I sort of said this in the pod with Drew, like, I think he needs to be playing 20-plus minutes every night, period, the rest of the way, because I think he can be, there may be playoff series where he's not important, but I think he can be really important in a playoff series. I think the Lakers is a good example, and I think he offers something that is otherwise not available on the roster, and so I think that physicality and size he brings is really important, and I think they need to do as much as possible to get him as ready as possible for playoff basketball this season.
Warriors, in the meantime, you do hear, like, both of these teams might be doing stuff, right? Like, there are teams that are could possibly be active, but it almost feels like the Warriors, really since before the season began, have been more motivated to make a swing to get a second best player, right? I don't know what it will look like, but your thoughts on the Grizzlies, on the Warriors roster as constituted, and what they might need.
Well, they've already made that trade, you know, to get Dennis Schroeder, and in some ways you wonder if you're going to make a bigger deal than that, if you would make the bigger deal first, right? Just in case to see what you might need to make the deal. There are still situations where they may be able to use that Schroeder contract in a trade. They still have other contracts to deal and other things of value. I mean, you still have the Andrew Wiggins contract. You still have the Jonathan Kuminga, who I think that they'd probably like to move. But, you know, maybe you pounce on that because it's there to do and you're not really sure what else there is to do. But I suspect the Warriors will be aggressive and looking for other things to do to improve that team over the next month or so.
And then finally, there's a new franchise value ranking out who did it? Jeffrey Sportico? Is that who it was? It's they do an annual ranking, and the most valuable team in the league is the Warriors, largely because they own their building, whereas the Lakers don't. Warriors were one. And then the bottom three were Minnesota, New Orleans, and the Grizzlies. And indeed, the Grizzlies were the least valuable team in the league. Even I was kind of surprised that they were less valuable than New Orleans. I assumed it would be those two in the bottom. Do you have any sense as to why, like, there you are, Chris? You've gone from one not particularly valuable NBA franchise city to another. What's going on there? I guess Minnesota's a, I don't know, thoughts on the Grizzlies being at the least valuable team in the league, and you being at the third most, now living where the third most least valuable team is.
You know, I'm surprised that New Orleans is not last, given the arena situation there. Given not only the market, the arena right. situation there. I guess maybe there's, I don't know what their process is to determine these things. Maybe there's some general glow about New Orleans because it is sort of a tourist city, you know, and they have an NFL team, but they also have fewer Fortune 500 companies and a worse arena situation. So I don't know about that. The Minnesota thing's kind of interesting because Minnesota is a much bigger market. It's right. not, we don't think, people think of it as a big market, but it's more than three times the size of Memphis, metro area-wise. Much more like corporate money in the city. But it's also, like, it's sort of a medium-sized market, and it's a medium-sized market that has every other franchise, and most of them are, like, you know, probably more valuable, more popular, like, more deeply grounded than the Wolves, right? So you have a middle-sized market where the NBA team is at best the third most important thing in the city, and they also are in an arena that's been redone, but it's an older arena and Target Center. And so you have those aspects to it.
I didn't look to see where Denver is, but I think of them as very similar. Like, you know, medium-sized, right. reasonably wealthy, actually, city. But, yeah, they got all four, whatever else. So given that, though, given the value of the Grizzlies is last in the league, I think you and they've never said this, have they ever said about anything about their willingness to pay the tax? I think you and I have concluded they're really quite devoted playing the tax.
They have said that they would be willing to do so. You know, they have not ruled it out. That no one is, you know, Zach Kleiman has said, like, no one's, you know, it's not a hard thing right. we can't do or whatever. And I think Kleiman and Wexler are both voices said, like, you know, they basically suggested they might be willing to, like, when in the right moment or in the right situation. I've grown increasingly skeptical of that. I tend to try to focus more on what is done than what is said anyway. And I've reached the point now where, like, you know, whatever, I'll believe it when it happens.
Is it something you are critical of? If it becomes over the next couple of years just incredibly evident, it sort of is already reasonably evident that they're not interested in paying the tax, even though they are one of the best teams in the league, and this is a competitive window. Is this something you are critical of?
I wasn't particularly critical of that this summer, this offseason. What I wrote was that they sort of dodged the question. Like, there are different ways to reach a similar salary point, right? You know, they did not go out and, like, say, okay, Andre Drummond's our starting center. You know, they went for a higher upside option in Zach Edey. They didn't, you know, I think the way things shook out, they were able to accomplish what they needed to accomplish without crossing that line in a way that I didn't expect going into the summer. And so, you know, I thought they checked their boxes this summer without crossing the tax line. I was not particularly critical of that. I think, you know, the real test maybe comes up when there's a new Jaren Jackson contract to do, and you have the Desmond Bane and the John Morant contracts in the books. And at that point, can you really keep those three together and put a competitive team around them and not go into the tax? Like, if they can, great. But I think that's right. going to be a harder thing to pull off.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You greet him over there at the Daily Memphian. All right, we're going to play Writer Than Right Trivia. And I don't mean to, like, I don't mean to be, like, sadden people. I don't mean to be gloomy here. But it's the last one of 2024. Jeffrey, what's the fabulous prize we're giving away?
Jeff, you will have your option between Mary J. Blige tickets to see her on the For My Fans tour. That is February the 2nd. Or to see Creed on July 7th.
at FedEx Forum. Of course, both of these shows in 2025. Also, Creed with Three Doors Down. I beg your pardon. July 27th for Creed.
All right. That's your fabulous prize package. Plus
and
the first
901 Wrestling.
901 Wrestling's show of 2025. The phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. We got three shows left this year, so we'll take caller number three. All you have to do, if you're right in the right, that'd be great. That'd be great. Send them off into the little bit of holiday break with an L. But if you just want the prize, you can play honorably and get it anyway, even if you lose. 445-0929, 445-0929. We're going to take a break. Back with Right in the Right Trivia when we return. Jeff Cockatoo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins show. Just got the notice that Penny's going to be on with Jason and John. What time did they say Penny is going to be on?
I believe it's going to be 12:24. Yeah.
12:40. Penny is going to be on with Jason and John, so you'll want to hear that. But now we're going to play Right in the Right Trivia. We're going to play with Kevin Cerrito for the very last time in 2024. How's it going there, Kevin?
Oh, it's going great. The last time... For the year, so last chance for Jeffrey to lose is happening here.
Why do you wish to saddle him, head him off into the holidays with an L? This seems mean spirited, Kevin.
You know, there's Grinches out there that's what they want.
As we were leaving the studio yesterday, be a real shame. Real shame if you lost and you had to think about it all vacation.
It is really the worst day that Jeffrey could lose all year because it's the holiday. It's supposed to be a happy time, and it will bother him until we're back in January. So I probably mentioned cheering for Jeffrey today, but I'm a man of the people, and I know the people like to listen to Jeffrey lose. That's what they prefer. And that's not, I'm just bringing the questions. I'm unbiased, just like you, Falcons, right?
Exactly.
I don't even know.
I'm biased. 100% down the middle of the road. All right, what's happening in your world? Where are you going to be this holiday season?
Well, thanks for asking. So we're wrapping up. We've still got a few more days left of Christmas events. If you want to play Christmas music bingo, tonight's the last night of Quizmas, the holiday-themed trivia nights that we do. We're playing all the way up until Festivus with holiday theme stuff, but one of my favorite weeks out of the year, I don't know about you, but I love that week that's in between Christmas and New Year's, right? It's such a great week. Most people, a lot of people are off work or have limited work scheduled. You still got the Christmas decorations up. And it's just a fun time, that week in between Christmas and New Year's. And if you're looking to get out and do something with your families that's fun, we will be playing trivia and music bingo every night that's not an eve or a holiday between Christmas and New Year's. So come on out and join us. CerritoEntertainment.com. You can check the schedule. So if you're looking for something fun to do during that, such a fun week, that week in between. Just watching bowl games, eating leftovers, hanging out with the family.
All right, Jeffrey, do we have a contestant today?
We do indeed, Jeff. Let's welcome David from Lakeland.
Hello, David from Lakeland. Are you going to, if you win, or if you play honorably, are you going to pick Creed or are you going to pick Mary J. Blige?
I'm going to pick Creed.
You're going to pick Creed. That's two for two on the Creeds. So there you go. Well, best of luck. Hopefully you send Jeffrey out with an L. I'm turning matters over to Kevin. I don't mean that.
We're all Grinches.
Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for Jeffrey. Go after.
It would make David cheer if he could win here. But no, it's a big time prize pack when we've got different music leading into this segment as we're playing Creed coming back.
Oh yeah,
and we also know it's a different Tiger basketball season if Penny's coming on 92.9, so that's very exciting. I can't wait to listen to that later on. But all right, here are your rules. You're trying to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you will win. Of course, you just got to play honorably. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whatever you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time and vice versa as we go through the game. We're going to end the year old school style. We've got current events. We have not had a current event round in a long time up here on Writer Than Right Trivia. So I'm going to give you a choice of two categories. And we're going to start with streaming or broadcast TV.
I'll pick broadcast TV.
For 55 years, we've been able to see Frosty the Snowman on CBS. But this year, it aired on what other network?
Let's say ABC.
Incorrect. Jeffrey, you have a steal?
I'm going to leave it, even though I'm down to, obviously, three. But, yeah, no, I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, you have some choices. It's NBC. NBC has the rights. Frosty the Snowman, it's very bizarre, but Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, very hard to watch, right? I got a young child, and I want to watch them with her, but like you just hard to find. You still have to like watch it when it comes on. It's very difficult to find those shows. All right, streaming for you, Jeffrey. Fill in the blank with a missing word from this 2024 Netflix special. Jeffrey, a blank Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter. Question for Jeffrey. A blank Christmas is one word missing from the blank. A blank Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter.
All right. I'm pretty sure this was right. It was like nonsense.
Nonsense is correct. Yeah. Jeffrey, on the board with a point. A nonsense Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter. Toys or books?
Go ahead. Yeah. Carry on.
Yeah. Toys or books, the next two categories.
David, toys
David,
or books?
David, say, toys, or books?
Toys
or books?
Toys or books? What's the choices?
Toys or books? Toys or books?
Toys.
Toys.
Always toys. Good. Ryan Reynolds meets the toy he always wanted when he was growing up. What iconic toy's appearance turns kind of creepy in the new Mint Mobile commercial?
I have no idea. Barbie.
That would be good.
Incorrect.
That'd be good.
Have you seen this commercial? Jeffrey's an advertisement expert.
No, I've not seen this one.
It's an Mint Mobile commercial. Ryan Reynolds' toy he always wanted was Teddy Ruxpin. Teddy Ruxpin. Mm. Okay. It's a little creepy.
Still one to commercial. Zip. Still one to zip. Over to Jeffrey.
Books, Jeffrey. Since 2015, bookstore staffers have been receiving holiday cash bonuses from what author of the Alex Cross and Maximum Ride series?
James Patterson.
James Patterson is correct.
Two to zip, two to zip, two to zip. Jeffrey is on a roll here. Back to David.
Okay. Final Writer Than Right of the year. Art or apps for you, David? Art or apps?
Art.
Art. Officials in Bend, Oregon are upset that someone has been adding what oversized items to pieces of public art?
Diapers.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey is not stolen yet. You're going to do it.
I actually kind of liked that guess, but no clue.
We have googly eyes. Eyes being oversized. Googly eyes being added to public art in Bend, Oregon. Apps for you, Jeffrey. Apple recently announced what e-commerce app was the most frequently downloaded free app for 2024 in the App Store.
What e-commerce app?
What e-commerce app was the most frequently downloaded free app for 2024 in the U.S. App Store?
I mean, does the Amazon app count?
I was wondering if it counted.
Does that count?
Like, but I don't think you get I don't think you get to ask that question. I don't think that. I think that could reveal the too much. I don't. Kevin, don't answer that.
All right. I'm not going to answer. Yeah.
Yeah, don't answer that, Kevin.
I asked the question.
It's 50.
It's exactly the question I had in my head.
I'm going to say Amazon.
That's incorrect. Do you want to guess, David?
You want to steal it? No, he doesn't.
Okay, steal. Is it Shopify?
No, I mean, it makes sense when you hear it. Timu.
No idea.
Maybe that makes sense. Amazon would have made sense to me.
Everybody's using Timu now. Are they? They've converted.
Not these heroes.
And they, and they haven't had the app yet.
Barely heard of it.
Yeah.
What's the score? I've lost track in the tumult. 2-0.
That's your one job.
Back to David. Yeah, well, whatever. It's the end of the year. I'm wrapping up here.
Okay. Go ahead, David.
We started the show by Jeff saying he was checked out.
I'm checked out. Yeah. I'm ready for a break. Go ahead. Penny's coming on, though.
Around
today, 1240.
One more round.
Go ahead.
One more round of regulation here. Around the U.S. or around the world?
Around the U.S.
Amazon. Hey, there's the company y'all like. Amazon has partnered with dealerships in 48 U.S. cities to sell cars from what manufacturer? Amazon now selling cars.
Tesla.
Incorrect. Jeffrey, you still haven't stolen.
All right, I do think I want to steal this one. Hyundai.
Yes. Hyundai is correct.
Look at that. 3-0. He's building what feels like an insurmountable lead to me.
He's playing honorably.
Here laying egg.
David is playing honorably. David is giving us the Christmas egg here. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, Jeffrey is the Tigers, and David is any Virginia state. All right, here we go. Around the world, the British company Diageo, that's Daageo, is essentially rationing what brand of stout in pubs this holiday season because its popularity has soared. Very interesting trend here.
Even I know this one. Go ahead.
I don't think.
You'll get it.
They're rationing what brand of stout in pubs this holiday season because its popularity has soared.
Who is?
I mean, the only guess I have is Guinness.
Guinness is correct.
It's the only stout anyone really has heard of.
There's like, was it like Kilkenny or something? Like
so much easier than Timu. Yeah. So now it's 4-0?
Correct.
4-0. Jeffrey's won. David, will give you a point you can wager. It's all fruitless anyway at this point. Jeffrey's wagering one. Here we go. Last two righter than right questions of 2024.
Yes, and all these questions, you'll hear some of them tonight at Quizmas. We're at four different locations. We're out at the Evergreen Grill in Midtown. We're in South Haven at Dan McGinnis. We're out at off of Broad Avenue at the Hampline Brewing Company, and we're at Huey's out there, the one near Southwind tonight. But you'll hear multiple of these questions there tonight. And then we're off, of course, for Christmas and Christmas Eve. But next Thursday is Year in Review Trivia, so many of these will fall on that night, too. Again, next Thursday night, even though we will not be playing here, some of these questions will carry over, so you can use your advantage here for being a loyal listener to the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 ESPN. Win yourself some cool prizes and qualify for the Tournament of Champions, which is coming up in January on the 11th at Lafayette's for a chance to win $1,000. All you got to do is win one trivia night. All right, here we go. You want question A or B? The final category is celebrities.
I'll take David. A.
Question A. Pop Culture Jeopardy has debuted on Amazon Prime Video. The bar trivia meets game show episodes are hosted by what Saturday Night Live funny man?
Tracy Morgan.
Ooh, that would be great. That is incorrect. Jeffrey has stolen it already. Jeffrey, do you know
right?
you watched this?
It's Keenan, right?
What's that?
It's Keenan Thompson, right?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
I thought he was hosting something.
You're thinking of like the actual skits on SNL, but no, it's hosted by Colin Jost. Colin Jost.
Head right.
All right, and the last, it's 4-0. The last question of 2024.
Yes, the final question, Jeffrey. What nearly 99-year-old actor duets barefoot with Coldplay's Chris Martin in the video for the band's latest single, All My Love?
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke is correct. Jeffrey, with a dominant performance.
On the radio, by the way, it's a really sweet video. The long play of that is a really sweet video.
Well, did you see the video of him getting, like, having people help him to evacuate out of Malibu with the fires?
Didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Didn't see that one. But the Coldplay thing is—it's really sweet. It is super sweet. He has an interesting life, Dick Van Dyke. You know what? Charles was pitching Wikipedia to us earlier.
Yeah.
I went and read about him somewhere on Wikipedia. Really interesting. Really interesting life. Did you know he's a recovering alcoholic, among other things?
I did not.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, David is not a winner in the technical sense, but is he a winner in the played with integrity sense?
Absolutely.
All right, David. Enjoy Creed Christmas to you. That's all he got to do is just come on here and not get a single point but play honorably, and we declare you a winner. Kevin,
we
Merry
can't question
Christmas.
You cheating.
Yeah, no, we can't question you cheating. Merry Christmas, Kevin, and we will talk to you again in 2025.
Yeah, it's been a very fun year here on 92.9 ESPN, and looking forward to 2025. Merry Christmas to you, Jeff, Jeffrey, and all the listeners, and I will see many go around town, though, because I'll be out and about this month, so Merry Christmas.
Good. Thanks very much. Kind of fitting, Jeffrey, that you won 5-0 because we're bringing in 2025.
Exactly.
Right? Like it's, really, it's
why
all
I only wagered
wraps
one.
Up. It's why you only wagered yep. one to hit that mm-hmm. round number. Speaking of, if you wish to wager, the NFL playoffs almost here. Not too late to get in on the regular season with action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers finish the season strong. $250 in bonus bets. $250 in bonus bets. If your first $5 bet wins, we got a game tonight, Jeffrey. It was flexed.
This yes, was it very, was.
This was highly controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Game tonight was, it's Broncos at the Chargers, and it was flexed
was it Bengals?
From a Sunday game.
Wasn't there a Bengals game?
And here's the problem with this. So, for example, okay, it's the first time it's been Sunday to Thursday flexed.
Yep. It was historic flexing.
Chargers fan August Sage said he was planning to attend the game on December 22nd with his son Gabe, who was in the Army and stationed in Kansas. Gabe's military leave starts on December 20th, according to Sage, and he was going to head home to Beaumont, California for the holidays. The timing worked out for father and son to attend the December 22nd game together. Sage said he only gets to see his son at most twice a year. Now the game has been flexed to a day before Gabe's military leave, and they will not be attending. That's the problem with I think flexing days is crap, honestly.
Yeah.
It's an affront to fans.
Jeff, fans first.
But fans first. And you can wager on this sucker over at FanDuel. And if you're a new user, $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All I have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to join today. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issues not withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show. Again, we got Penny Hardaway is going to be on with Jason and John at 12:40. Got to take a break. Back in a moment. 92.9 FM ESPN. Man, big day here on 92.9. We got Jeffrey finishing up 2024 with a victory on Right or the Right Trivia. We got Penny Hardaway coming on at 12:40. And by the way, shout out to Penny. Like, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to fill the damn building Saturday. That's what he's trying to do.
Amen.
And good for him, you know? And,
absolutely.
And you all should get an early Christmas gift for yourselves or for someone you love. Buy a couple of tickets to that game. It's going to be Memphis, Mississippi State. Ranked Memphis, huge home game. This and the Ole Miss games will be the best games of the season remaining. Penny's coming on. So we have a massive day. Can't wait to hear what Penny has to say after last night's victory In the meantime, Jeffrey, we do have a couple other things we haven't gotten to. One is, I love this bit of news. Michael Penix Jr., where was he when he found out that he was going to get the start for the Atlanta Falcons?
I was actually shopping. I was shopping with my girlfriend. We was at Costco. I was actually getting a hot dog, and whenever I got the call, I wasn't hungry no more. So
getting the car, there's a man who is
so
value shopper.
As a Costco enthusiast, I have to love this. It didn't pass in the smell test.
Why not?
Well, he wouldn't have said that if it weren't true.
He said he got a call. That's what he said. When I got the call, they called him to tell him.
Well, because you had off day, they flew back off day.
How would you think? Well, why would you make up that story? My only question is why did he get the hot dog instead of the pizza? I love the hot dog.
Value.
I guess Kirk Cousins would have gotten the pizza.
Absolutely.
More money.
Kirk probably still would have gotten the hot dog.
By the way, speaking of quarterbacks, Diego Pavia is—he got the preliminary injunction. He can play another year, and his lawyer said
he's open for business.
No, his lawyer actually said he expects he'll be playing at Vanderbilt
if they can work on the number. They have to step up. Yeah,
they have to step up.
Which we believe they will.
We're talking Costco pizza money, not Costco hot dog money here. Well, we know what's coming up on 92.9. Penny's going to be on. What else? What else?
As mentioned, Penny Hardaway, 12:40 on Jason and John. Eric and Jason join us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Cobb will be with me today. Jeff will be with Connor at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. Work for now is done.